Benson Area Nature Group. How your dog can help a kingfisher. We are lucky to have a chalk stream in our area, the shortest in the Chilterns, running between Ewelm and Benson and on into the River Thames, and one of only 210 in the world. Healthy rivers, streams, ponds and lakes rely on insects. Dragonflies, damselflies and freshwater beetles spend much of their life underwater and are essential to the food chain. They are prey for fish, birds, such as kingfishers, grey wagtails and more, and other wildlife. They provide vital habitat, cover from predators and act as a wildlife corridor. Insects are sensitive to habitat loss as well as pollution. Keeping a marginal fringe of plants around the brook and minimising pollution through chemical use, both in the garden and on your pets too if they like the water, are actions we can all take to minimise these risks. In addition, if you're lucky enough to have the chalk stream on or adjacent to your property, there is a guide on the BANG, Benson Area Nature Group, website, bensonnaturegroup.com, that gives more information about how you can help. Alternative flea treatments for dogs. Flea treatments for dogs, particularly those containing imidacloprid, a neonicotinoid, and fipronil, can harm a wide range of aquatic life. Mayflies, dragonflies, caddis larvae, etc. It's estimated that just one monthly flea treatment for a large dog contains enough imidacloprid to kill about 25 million bees. We recognise that many dogs love a good splash in a stream, and we are definitely not anti-dog, but there are some actions dog owners can take to mitigate the potential harms. Fipronil and similar chemicals remain on a pet's coat for weeks and can stay active for up to 90 days, even though they kill fleas within just 24 to 36 hours. By wiping out aquatic invertebrates, these chemicals disrupt the delicate balance of wetland ecosystems. To protect waterways, alternative treatments, such as chewable tablets or non-toxic tick treatments containing dimethicone, are recommended. If using a spot-on treatment, please try to avoid letting your dog swim or get wet after application, as the chemicals wash off and enter the water. Our bird survey, now entering its third year, continues to provide some wonderful new sightings, with 127 species now recorded on our patch. Recent standout observations include woodlark, crossbill, siskins, firecrest, marsh tits, wheat ear, jacksnipe, redpoll and merlin, and, in a single field, 185 golden plover. Thank you to all the volunteers who are supporting this activity. Our AGM and Christmas social will take place on Tuesday the 9th of December at 7:30 p.m. at the Millstream Centre, Benson. There will be a fun nature quiz, a review of 2025 and our thoughts going forward. This year we've had the benefit of our volunteer coordinator, Tracy Comber, and are focused on community engagement. We've done a lot of work improving our green spaces and wildlife recording. We already have some ideas for next year's activities, but if you have suggestions, please come. Non-members are welcome. And share them or email them to BensonAreaNature@yahoo.com.